Any views or opinions expressed in this podcast are not the views and opinions of every podcaster.
Don't take it literal, dog. I'm not that one.
Please remain quiet while we read the disclaimer. so that there's no misunderstanding or confusion. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not that of those of everyone sitting at the table. They are simply the opinions and views of the very person that speaks them. This podcast is not responsible for any type of personal offensiveness that may arise from comments or topics discussed on the podcast. If you have a problem with it, there is a button somewhere down at the bottom. I'm not sure exactly which corner, but you can simply unfollow. Thank you for your viewership.
Bend that ass over, make that coochie breathe. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Are we in
shake
church
that
right
ass
now?
For Dre. Now shake that ass.
I go to this church.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you know I am a church going woman. Don't do that. I just got to move this up just a tad bit. Woo. Thank you.
You know what I mean? It's been a while. It's been a while. But we are back and back. We are back in here. You know what I'm saying?
Since it's been a while, shots in the air.
I want to buy a church and turn it into a strip club.
Nobody going to take one with me? Oh, y'all are trifling.
I got my cup in my hand.
Shots here.
That's shampoo.
Wait. Oh, wait. Amy, get hers up.
She's drinking water.
Sorry. I already took it.
Okay. Shouldn't you be drinking water, too?
Oh.
Right there.
This nigga.
Oh, technically I am. There's ice in here, so.
Yeah. Oh. Yo, shut the front door.
What I miss?
It's closed.
This nigga said that he's going to be drinking water for his diet, and this nigga got this sparkling water that ain't even real fucking water.
Wait. What did
I'm
you just
done.
Say? What did you just
I'm
say?
Not done.
What happened? What word did you just say after sparkling?
That's not.
Case closed.
He's trying.
What the fuck?
Water?
Are you slow?
He's trying to get you back because you know what I mean?
Still
you,
water.
You was wrong about him talking about
it's
penises.
It's not water.
You said sparkling water.
You said penises. Let's let it go.
Is it or is it not sparkling water? It's not real water, my nigga.
Just let it go. It's
still water, my nigga.
It's not real water,
look,
my nigga.
It's still water, my nigga.
Just sparkling
water. And then
it's
you
real.
Got fucking liquor.
And then I got ice in my cup, so yes. That's water,
so
too.
So is that water, too?
Yeah,
you're slow. Well,
what's ice made of?
Bananas.
Dicks.
Oh, no penis. So, yeah. Hey, you guys. It's been a while. It's been a long time. But we're back at the jump off.
That's when it,
goons on the pod, case something jump off. It's like, nah. What's wrong?
Okay, we're just going to bring in some tunes real quick. Before we
I was wondering where the music going to start playing.
Whoa, there.
There's a lot going on.
Get the bluff on.
I didn't know that you'd be here tonight.
That's a lot of songs. Hey, how do you put like shit on this?
I saw you attending. This must be us.
Mind your business.
I know what I'm looking at.
Stop looking at them. You shouldn't be seeing that. That's why he sit over there. Cause people be nosy.
I'm a nosy motherfucker.
That's why he sit over there.
You sit over there now?
That's where he been sitting at.
Since when?
Since people have been nosy.
Have I missed episodes?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Won't you come with me and spend the night?
What's that?
Hey, what is this?
You got some coupons in there?
What is this again?
I say you're.
I was looking for a bobby pin.
I was looking for a coupon.
What the fuck you looking at me for?
Do they have coupons?
Because
you're
the only one
anymore?
I said it right. You
who
know
said
what
it?
Man?
Who said it?
I'm always
who
trying
said
to
it right?
Sound free.
Girl Talk 6.
What's up?
She's the only one I said it right. I was this again? What was this again?
I say yeah.
Shout out to the first time listeners, the last time listeners, the all time listeners. We appreciate your listenership and your viewership.
Don't look at me.
This is so trifling.
I'm an all-time listener.
Dog, you ain't been here in like forever. You ain't got no animals for kids.
Nah, I haven't been watching the Animal Kingdom.
I love foxes. They like
that's
my favorite
animal.
What does a fox say?
I actually do know the sound of the fox makes.
Because I was just about to ask that.
It's like a yelp.
Is it crying for help?
It's not a howl. It's not a bark. It's like a yelp. Yep. You actually want to, I mean, listen to it.
I almost ran one over the other day.
There's a lot of they Fox Road kids. Yeah.
My daughter wanted me to catch one for her.
Oh, she tried.
I almost cried once.
Is that beautiful?
Huh?
Is
nah. Beautiful? I just love foxes. Not because I ran, it was a dead fox.
You killed the fox?
No, I would never do that.
You're going to hell.
It was dead fox, right? It was orange on the road. I thought I ran over a dead fox and like it hurt my feelings. But when I went back around, it was like an orange tabby cat and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck that cat. Yeah, I thought it was a fox. I don't like seeing fox.
I still stuck on. I cried once.
No, I said I almost cried.
Almost cried. Almost cried.
I killed the raccoon. Body that.
You sound proud.
No. He said body that nigga. He definitely proud. He got a march.
That nigga crossed the street, bro. He fucked his own self up.
What's he thinking?
That's crazy.
I don't know. That motherfucker, like, he was stressing when he was walking across and
you
shit.
You put him out of his misery.
I seen him at the last second.
You did him a favor.
That nigga said, boom.
He ain't want to live no more.
That nigga stepped up and slid across. I was like, Jesus. That's crazy. Kept it pushing.
Anyway, nigga, lead us in, man. Can you see the board from over there?
Why am I leading you in? I can't even see the board, really.
You gotta sit sideways, like Paul Wall, though.
Stupid ass.
You don't really strike me as somebody career anyway.
I just want you guys to go like, comment, subscribe to I Say Your Podcast on all your streaming platforms. YouTube, what else? YouTube, Apple Music, Apple Podcast, Spotify. And just like, comment, and subscribe and hit the bell so you can get the notifications that we drop a new episode every week.
That extra heat,
we appreciate you guys, and we love the dedication, and we love the comment and the feedback that you guys give to us. We appreciate you. The negative, the positive, and the people that are neutral.
She's being very negative.
We love you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes.
Yo, I'm so hold up. Give me a blog. Girl Talk 6 real quick. Because she cut that with a straight face and the camera like...
And you remembered everything.
I don't know what she said, but she did that shit.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah.
I tried. Trying to be professional. Mm-hmm. Sorry, no, let me stop. Hey, y'all.
But, you know, of course, you know.
It sounded like Cardi B dropped something.
She did. I mean, how you feel about Cardi B in general, though?
As a person or like an artist?
Give me both.
As a person, she's cool as shit. An artist, it's still good, too. It's better than a lot of motherfuckers that's out here.
I just seen a clip from Cardi B. About how she agreed with the whole 50-50 thing. And it's like she not speaking for somebody with money. She's speaking from possibly remembering the struggle and shit. She was like, yeah, I mean, she remember growing up when,
mama
was working, daddy was working, whatever. Our mama was in the house cleaning, cooking and cleaning, taking care of the kids or whatever. Daddy was working. And it's like, you know, you can't, she said, you ain't never gonna get nowhere if you just, you know, taking your money and buying Birkin bags and shit like that while your man is out working and all that stuff, taking care of the bills. Like, yo, y'all gotta bring come together with this. Like, I can't afford no house, I can't afford this, can't go on the trips, nothing like that. With that mindset.
Amen.
And I was surprised hearing that from Cardi B. Yeah, I shared it too.
So, yeah. I have not been in the group again.
It's on the page.
I didn't see.
I put it on my story.
Oh, wow.
I don't look at your stories.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, child.
Go with the kid.
He just don't fuck with y'all.
You heard the
I
didn't say all that.
Nah, I didn't watch. What? I was watching clips of it.
Definitely a good interview. Go listen to that.
Who interviewed Gilly?
$1 million worth of game. Cardi B. Oh. That joint was good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Watch the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, I listened to it. Only an hour long. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta listen.
But she explained too. She explained why she didn't even drop music. She's scared. She said that. Like, in this climate, she's scared to drop music. Cause she be in the comments and stuff all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all drones out here saying that they booty hole brown pussy pink. Know what I mean? Shit, they winning out here.
Bad bitches.
They winning out here.
Get them sexy.
You know what I mean? So she got a new song called
Did y'all
called
see
enough,
that post about sexy?
Wait, we're going to get the sexy.
Is she on there? She's not on there. We're not going to talk about her.
No, she's always on there.
We
okay.
She got a running spot on there. I mean, she good.
Okay.
You're talking about sexy every episode.
But that new Cardi, man, apparently she had enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And I like her looks in the video too.
Okay.
No curl on that.
Okay. Yeah. Look, me versus you and you know they picking. Cheap and expensive, you knowing the difference. You know that it's hitting, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, put a bear.
I can survive in the coldest conditions. Hoes wear low, they tone when they spin. Bitches is washed, soap in the dishes. I apply pressure like boa constrictors. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. None of y'all bitches not gon' do shit. I'm in Miami, I pull up on cruise ship. You in Miami for all solution. When I step a stampede, foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky charm, Van Cleef, diamonds on. I see my eyes linking up. I'm like, what in the fuck? If you scared, then just say that hoe enough is enough. They was just in my DMs. Ain't no trust in these sluts. I'm about to call up Diamond, bitch. No, if you I linking up. I'm like, what?
Yeah, man.
They said that's the best time to make music. When you scared, when you angry and hurt.
Nah, I ain't gonna front that joint. That joint, it's about, it's about
pain as a muse.
You know what I'm saying? It's about.
It'd be hard, girl.
Enough is enough.
That's the only thing I like about the song, though.
The beat. Word.
It sound like a lot of other stuff, but it's Cardi. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't like the beat,
but it do sound like a lot of other stuff.
Well, that's everything. I mean, though. Everything sounds the same these days now. Everything.
We on a wave right now. We on a trend.
I don't know though, because I don't the girl rappers, right?
Oh shit. Is that wave over?
No. Not even close to being over.
I think all right. You got surfers on the wave, right? Surfers on the wave, right?
Surfers on the wave. Surfers die too. So
not dang. But the surfers, right? All right, so let's say you got Nicki at the top surfing with Cardi, Meg, Flo Milli, Glorilla, they all at the top right now surfing, right?
You forgot about Lotto.
Big Lotto, you know what I'm saying?
Don't forget
Lotto. Matter of fact, I ain't put Sexy Red on there, you know what I'm saying?
Why you put Sexy
She
Red
deserves
on there?
To be up
she
there.
She always on there.
You see that red heart?
You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
But yeah, like, those. Who I'm missing? I think some other girls.
Sugihana.
Not even.
He said, "Be serious."
Dang, you know what's crazy?
You gonna be anything?
You forgetting Glow? Because I like the music that she just put out.
Glorilla.
Did you? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Big Glow. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Why not Sugihana? Why everybody got quiet on her? Sugihana got bars, nigga.
She did. You
know what's name crazy? One of her songs.
Huh?
Name one of her songs.
Hood Rat.
Not you, because you know everything.
Down by the river.
What did I just say? I love that song. I love that song.
What did I just say?
I'm sorry.
Don't tell me she got a fucking song called Down by the River.
Yeah, I've been down he by the river. I'll be shaking that ass. Yeah, she do.
Hey, I was singing Sam Cooke and shit. You said that shit. That's not even the name of the song. That's what came to mind when you said Down by the River.
That's the song. That's what it's called.
Anyway, back to my wave analogy there. Look. So, you know, they at the top right now surfing. They riding that wave. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody else that try to come underneath, they're going to get splashed out. No, Meg's up there. You know what I'm saying? So whoever up there right now is up there right now.
So they got to wait for the next wave, basically.
Yeah, it's done. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
It's like kind of done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I feel like they try to do that with, what's that short joint name? I just want a rough nut nigga with the...
Don't do my baby like that.
She missed the wave. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Lola.
She missed the wave. Nah, unfortunately, she's not up there with them.
Would you
she
say Rhapsody?
She's good, but she missed the wave to be.
I think
up
she's
there.
Good though.
Are you saying yeah, she's good.
Is Rhapsody up there?
Who?
No, that's a whole different category.
Different?
That's a way different category.
What's the one
that's all hip hop?
Scarlet or
that's lyricism?
Scarlet.
Yeah, she down there with like Lil.
So
about the
category.
John,
the category you talking about?
Yeah, she definitely missed the wave.
So the category you talking about is basically. Rap.
Top tier rappers, rap females.
Yeah. Let's not say top tier.
Rhapsody is not in that because
she's hip hop.
She's a completely different category.
So she would be hip hop.
Like all of them up there respect Rhapsody.
So she's
hip-hop. Jordan Lucas.
That's hip hop. And then rap.
She's like the.
I don't know.
Nah, I would say she's the Cole of the females. I don't want to call Cole because she's Rhapsody. Like she's her own.
But that would be.
You also can't use Cole though because Cole, he up there too. He not, I mean, he in a league of his own, but he also in the same league as the rest of the rappers that they say in his top these days.
Well, not because
we're talking about females,
Cole,
though.
Nah, because Cole, it's Cole Kendrick, right? That's top, right? Cole Kendrick, right?
What about females?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then under them is like the 42 Dougs and the.
I love
the drill rappers.
Who the fuck is 42 Dougs?
What? You don't know who 42 Doug is?
And
the Jack Harlow's and the, you know what I'm saying? Like those are, I don't want to say bottom tier. And then underneath of them, you got the that nigga trends, and underneath of them, you got the boss Jace.
Why gotta be below? Fucked up. I rap better than you.
I don't know, nigga.
Challenge.
Never. I said. I go.
Well.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't say nothing. Oh. I said well.
So what did everybody think about Cardi B? And her
I
new
love
music?
Her.
Nah, but
she can't do no wrong in my eyes.
I want to know if the album really. The album's supposed to be dropping in 2 weeks.
Okay, so she got an album dropping in two
oh
weeks.
My God. Yeah, because
she
on a press.
She on a roll right now.
She's hot. She's
nah, it's called something though.
She's on fire.
I'm supposed to know what this is. I'm
trending?
To nah. She when you about to drop an album.
Promoting?
Yeah, but it's called something.
Release party?
What the fuck?
Press run. I'm sorry. Know? Press run. Press run.
Oh. Press. Cardi don't need no press. That was one. That was her song.
She doing press right now though.
Okay, that's why it just came up.
So Cardi needs it. Cardi needs it.
Yeah, everybody press. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it then. Oh, song. One of the joints on there, I supposed to tell y'all in the beginning because we're going to do that later, but I want the ladies, you can do your phone, write y'all a list of qualities you want in a man.
I love the fact that you got a Bible verse up there. I love that for you.
He didn't know it was a Bible verse.
You didn't
verse.
Write that shit?
Oh, I did.
That's BBL.
What?
No, that
Timothy
is a,
oh, it's 11.
A Yo, verse. This nigga it's a said verse. That's a BBL.
I saw BBL. No, I thought he abbreviated Bible. That's what I thought. That's what I thought she thought.
Oh my God.
BBL Bible, I can see it, but
I mean, I can see it too. Yeah.
I see it now.
Do men like Bibles?
Play the clip.
What?
Anyway, you might
how many?
Write your list
how many?
Qualities?
Yeah, like how many?
Write as many
how many
as
you
want.
Need.
I don't need that many.
You don't need that many. That
many. No.
Whatever that many you want. Like, write them down.
I already did it.
Oh, shit.
Cat.
I can just talk offhand on it. I don't need to write it down.
I do. Oh,
how many qualities? Yeah. How many qualities would you say you need?
What?
We'll come back to it right now.
Okay.
We'll come back to it.
Mm.
Are we coming back to that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
God put something earlier.
Yeah, we're not even there yet.
Yes,
it's the second one.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, I need your opinion on teachers, right?
Stop fucking your student.
No, not that. Hey.
All right, we got sons in the school. You calm down.
If they're of age.
You said what?
What?
I said if they are of age.
If they are teachers, of age.
What
are
you talking about?
The son.
Wait a second. You're about to get canceled.
What age?
What did you say? No. No, we're going back to this Negro over here.
Yeah,
if your son is of age, you're okay with him fucking the teacher or your teacher fucking him?
I mean, if he got good grades.
I mean, he got, I guess, a goddamn. He got good grades.
If he's of age.
And still a student.
He don't think he's getting good
college,
grades.
Well,
he get left back
no,
for
no,
a reason.
You could be 18 and still in high school.
It's my high school.
Yeah, what y'all talk about?
Yeah, what school you talking about?
You say of age. I'm thinking 18.
I'm talking about like elementary. That's what I'm talking
elementary.
About.
Elementary.
Like, right. The fuck is wrong
what?
With you?
Question for Boss J. At what age do you want your son to get fucked by the teacher?
Depends on the teacher. Depends on the teacher.
That is. Please don't clip this because
that's on the AI.
You be okay with a teacher fucking on your child?
It depends on how old the kid
depends
is.
Depends on how old
it
the
depends
kid
on
is.
The teacher.
What about your daughter?
Nah, that's different.
Oh, it's different.
Yes.
She's of age.
Y'all should have known that.
She's of age.
Y'all should have known that from the gate, though.
If she's of age, you'd be okay
no,
with it?
No, you should have.
No.
Okay.
What the fuck?
No.
Okay. I hear you.
No.
Well, shots fired.
Get him sexy.
Do.
Absolutely not.
Back to the teacher. So, should teachers be allowed to have OnlyFans, though?
Absolutely.
What's the problem?
Apparently, it's the problem to have OnlyFans.
So, are they really firing these people for having OnlyFans and shit?
That's crazy.
Well, that just shows that they'll make enough
like,
at the fucking school.
So, I don't know, because that's like kind of like, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but that's like their part-time job. It's like your full-time job. If you let them know that, I have a part-time job.
Even
you know,
if you're off the clock,
my schedule.
You are a representative of whatever company you work for.
You are, but still, why are you looking at my OnlyFans?
Well, they're probably subscribers for one, but that's beside the point.
Or a parent probably hate it.
What's wrong with it, though? No, they're hating because they look good.
No, I'm sure a parent probably hate it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know what I'm
saying? What sex was that parent?
Yeah, what sex was that parent? A female.
Most likely.
Boom. Shots fired. She was hating because her body looks better. And she's teaching her fucking kids.
Took a little far.
Or it was probably some grades.
What you mean, grades?
Boy, what do you mean?
I'm saying the student probably low-key is dumb, but...
What?
But...
Stop trying to act like these kids is not stupid.
Some of these kids are stupid. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then you got the parents that be like, my child ain't stupid. Oh, my child ain't
that's
bad.
That's why the parent was hating. No, that's what he's saying. Okay.
Or maybe the kid discovered the OnlyFans.
No, her husband did.
Wait, hold on. Who husband?
Wait, who?
I don't know. I'm just
the one that complained.
The student's mother's husband.
Yeah.
So she knew that her husband was subscribed to our page. And she was
Why she hating then? Nigga, change your ways. The fuck out of her.
Her?
The wife.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's fair. I think the husband. I think the wife should have been cool with the husband providing some funds to the teacher's OnlyFans because it takes a village to raise
a child. Yes.
I like the way you think. Come here.
Yo.
That's great.
Can we get an amen?
No, we cannot.
At this time, I give you a hallelujah for that one. We're passing around offering plate and OnlyFans links.
No. My OnlyFans link is.
What's your OnlyFans link?
I'm not telling you. You got to go find it.
Now you gotta make me work for it.
Yeah.
I don't wanna work for
that
it.
Time, if I gotta pay,
I don't wanna work for it. You know what I mean?
Oh well.
If I ever buy some coochie, I'm just gonna lay there. Nah, I'm not here to fuck. I'm trying to give a fuck. Nope.
Nah, you got a point.
Here.
Hold up.
I'm gonna lay here.
You kinda got a point though.
I'm not even gonna look at her. She's right there.
I mean, she's there to do a job.
Exactly. Whatever I
But that
for.
That seems like whack sex to me because if not she if, no no no. If you're paying for it, if you just wanna lay there or whatever and she doing her,
do you think she
you don't want you're not gonna want to enjoy it with her? Like you're not gonna get that feeling to like
I don't think paying for sex is enjoy it much more enjoyable.
Well, I'm not saying
if I gotta pay
paying
for
it is enjoyable.
Her.
I'm talking about actually having sex. Like it's enjoyable, like
nope, she's there for a job.
Yeah.
We go to
the strip club for the fantasy. Them chicks not real to us. Not saying they're not real people.
That's not what I was saying. It's far from what I was saying.
Oh, no, I was just saying.
I was just saying. You were in
Cinnamon in Brooklyn, she's a real person. She was a real person. She's from out here.
Oh, my God. Oh. Huh? What? So who's Cinnamon from Brooklyn?
Huh?
Nobody.
She ain't a real person.
You just said she was.
She's not real.
We on mics. That's just what you said. You said, oh no, this man from Brooklyn, she's a real person.
Use your imagination.
Oh, I'm not. Nope. I don't want to use my imagination today.
I don't think any males heard him say that.
Nope.
I don't think any males heard him say that.
Oh, run these cameras back.
I said the cinnamon. You know that cinnamon.
So y'all want to talk about
challenge?
So y'all want to talk about cinnamon from Brooklyn?
Your ass cinnamon
from Brooklyn. Cinnamon from Brooklyn. If you hear me, hit me up. Slide in my inbox. Girl Talk 6 on Instagram.
Well, that's how we know if she exists or not.
Yep.
Cinnamon, if you don't exist, just don't hit her
Cinnamon,
up.
Don't listen to them because these niggas trying to intimidate you.
We wouldn't do that.
Yes, they would.
We would never
intimidate
anyone. Anywho,
all right, back to
what we was talking
about.
The
teachers.
And the OnlyFans.
Let them have OnlyFans.
Yeah, they don't pay teachers money anyway. So
they don't get paid.
They don't get paid money.
Some of them, what they bartenders.
OnlyFans is just a second job. Yeah. That's it. It's just a second job.
So what are they going to get fired from bartender?
What's the teacher's salary?
Ooh,
remember we were just talking about this?
In the 30s and 40s?
About 32,000.
Okay, so was she not here when we were talking about this?
I wasn't.
She was sitting right there.
What are you talking about?
What's a teacher's salary?
When Fluffy was talking about it, how she thought they was making us.
Oh, talking about earlier. Well, we didn't say teacher.
In Newark, Delaware,
yeah, we just
roughly 42. Dang, that's kind of high.
What's kind of high? Right.
No, you gotta have you to get the high salary in teaching. You have to be here for a few years.
42 to 86.
That's in Newark, but they get paid about $14 to $24 an hour.
Yeah,
okay, you was here because you did the math with the $15 an hour.
That looked right. My bad.
But be up in the 80s or whatever, you got to be here like 10 plus years to be a teacher and get that high salary.
You said how many years?
10 plus years.
Are you a teacher?
Yeah. Huh?
Are that's why I'd be teaching.
I went to school to be a teacher, but I didn't.
Early childhood education?
Math education, secondary.
Oh, you going
to be algebra, geometry, yeah.
Ooh, she good with numbers.
But when I seen,
what's the Pythagorean theorem?
You tell me.
Why would you ever do that?
With this pie equal.
It was Pi Day yesterday.
What number is it?
3.14.
Oh, wait. Not yesterday. The day before yesterday. No, it was yesterday.
What flavor was it?
No, it was the other
day. Is the question.
Exactly.
Why was yesterday?
It was America.
Are you going to ask the question?
What was the 14? What question?
3.14.
Okay.
What was the question?
3.14.
It wasn't. Was he said what? What you say? Are you going to ask the question? What question?
Answer the question.
Oh, answer what question?
The fact girl, I've been
all
over.
No, I'm not.
No,
what? I was wait. What I'm just all pie? Over the place. Sorry.
What is pi?
I got excited. It's a long ass number. 3.14.
3.14.
It's a lot.
What wait, flavor? So is what it? Is the?
No, you're not asking me.
Pythagorean. 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 What is the?
I already know that they're gonna clip this and then say that niggas is stupid.
Oh, there it goes. What's on?
Not niggas. Yeah, stupid.
Y'all was on here being stupid.
Yeah.
Who? Why are you looking at me?
Because I wasn't here. You said niggas.
Yeah, I probably
stupid.
Was.
Y'all
yeah.
yeah, probably was.
Anywho, back to these teachers
and their OnlyFans.
Which is okay. If you got an OnlyFans, and like you're
very underpaid.
You're pretty good.
Because a lot of teachers, they're doing like part time jobs, like working at Old Navy and like the retail stores, Macy's and stuff like that.
That's just like the
unfortunately
when they bastard joint that had the fat ass that was a painter.
You say blasted?
Yeah, they bastard. Ass.
Called her a bastard.
Nah, they bastard. It was a light skinned joint that had a fat ass, but like. She's not like a stripper type chick. I mean, she's a teacher, an art teacher, and they bashed her because of her body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
why.
Well, see, that's
what was wrong with it.
That's comes to the
her body's like fucking perfect.
That comes to the hypocrisy of everything.
They
right?
were saying that she was showing it's a distraction. Too much.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not that she was showing too much. It was like her clothes. It fit her figure.
Yeah.
So it was a distraction. I had that issue when I was back in my slim, fat ass days.
That's
my branch manager, when I was working at the bank, my branch manager was like, you need to wear, and she was like, you need to wear longer shirts because it's a distraction to our male customers and they always want to come to your line.
You want to come to my line?
That's why I say women
are hypocrites. I provide great customers. I could have sued her for that.
That's why I go to the bank with a whole stack on purpose.
Nah, man.
Right the shorty line.
So you can see her walk to the bank.
When I had to take money out the bank, I look for the cutest one.
Nah, you know what I do? Later on, I deposit, withdraw from the account.
And do it again.
Do it again.
My nigga.
Pathetic.
She said, Mr. Trend, you keep making these deposits, but your shit not growing.
That's a trend. That nigga trends.
That's what she said.
You guys are sad. Sickening.
So, question, right?
What up?
Do men like BBLs?
No.
Do men like BBLs?
And they stink.
The BBLs stink.
Especially the ones that got little arms.
The BBLs stink?
If they got short arms, they definitely stink.
Why's the BBL stink?
You're not used to, well, not you, but women that get BBLs that are not used to having bigger asses,
they forget to wash the crease?
No, their arms is not long enough to... I've had my ass my whole life.
You got more ass than most BBLs.
And my arms is not built for my bigger body. So I have to get in weird ass angles to wash my ass properly.
So it don't stink.
So
it
don't stink. You're talking about the ass crack.
The whole crack.
The whole ass.
The asshole.
So your arms.
Well, maybe they do that too.
So you're talking about. You talking about
they
like,
don't know. They used to having a small
not the
ass.
Dinosaur arms.
You talking about these joints.
The T-Rex. Yeah, the ones with the small arms.
These joints.
Yes.
So you like this.
The only time they really do it
so
is
you only get,
if
like,
they
the top
even
part?
Spread their cheeks when they get in the shower.
Well, nah, she got
to
put
one
leg up.
Do you want me to do a
up.
Demonstration for you?
I was
nah,
going to
I don't need a demonstration.
So
I
was going
to I have to take a whole cheek. Okay,
a whole cheek.
And pull it over.
God damn. You can fly with them motherfuckers, can't you? She got wings in this motherfucker.
Now he knocked the mic down.
God damn.
We need a BBL girl on this show so she can show us how she wipe her ass.
Gotta pull it over.
Pull the cheek over.
And get all in between.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
But even like bigger women. Bigger women have like this whole regimen. Like if you ever watch TikTok, it's bigger women on there that show. Because people be like, how you wash? I know you stink. Like people are rude as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So the bigger women will come on in a bikini and stand inside of a shower and show you how they wash their
body. They got that on Pornhub, no bikini.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
I went on Pornhub.
What is your search bar?
It's crazy.
BBWs in the shower.
I love my BBWs in the shower.
It's like, I don't know if y'all like BBLs or not. I'm sitting here answering for y'all, and I don't know I if like men lie. I'm just talking shit.
Ass no, it's things. Look, the ass men might lie. Be fake. Look, the ass might be fake. But
I
the
love
pussy
all
real.
Natural.
The coochie's real.
Now,
the ass might be fake, but
we will fuck BBLs. There's no question about it.
Yeah, niggas will love to fuck a BBL. I mean, I'm gonna fuck a BBL.
We will fuck anything.
Can't wait.
I mean, not anything. Like a BBL, though. It gotta be
well,
dumb.
I didn't want to include myself in that week. Nah, men will fuck anything. If we're not in that category, that's fine. Men will fuck. You gotta think. Nah, that shouldn't say that. You gotta think. Look at the women who got kids.
Oh, shit. He went there.
What about the woman with kids?
He ain't got fuck anything.
That nigga ain't got no rap for that one.
I'm just saying, we don't care about the BBLs.
That's why I can't even stand if we don't when people them. Say we gonna start judging you by your baby daddy, but then you pull up they baby mother, you be like, really? You wanna do that? I don't think so. Mm. Baby mothers is except for me. I'm somebody's baby mother.
You can fly with your cheeks.
I can. When I walk down the steps, they clap. Ooh. Is it a round of applause every time I come down the steps?
Carry on. Come down. Anything. What about going up?
It's a slow walk up. Gravitation coming down.
So the faster the motion, the more clap? So it doesn't clap naturally going up?
Should with you
the
be slow asking motion? Me these questions?
I can ask any type of question.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
She said her cheeks gonna swallow it again.
Pretty much.
Have you ever been swallowed?
Pretty much.
Oh, cheeks hold on.
I know a lot of people when I've been. I know it looks like regular, I guess, when I'm standing, but then once I like bend over and get that arch.
I've seen it from multiple angles.
Baby, it's over.
God damn. Huh?
What did you say?
I was just saying that.
He loves the multiple angles he's have seen.
What? You seen an angle?
I seen a few angles, yeah.
What angles have you seen?
A few.
Oh, Jesus.
What was I doing?
A lot of shit.
What was I doing?
Throwing that shit back.
Close to it.
We do oh, he put them panties to the side. That makes sense. That makes sense.
He said, "Whoa!" I had the dream I could buy my way to heaven.
Oh,
it's a remix.
Lord have mercy.
Anyway, I clip from Dr. Umar Yadi, right? Them niggas talk real quick for you, real quick. Yeah.
How long is this clip?
About a minute.
A lot of women make decisions, A, for themselves, and B, to impress their friends just as much as a man.
Tell me about the. Okay, go ahead.
That's just what I'm saying.
You like, said impress their friends.
Yeah, I think a lot of women do things to like keep up with their friends and impress their.
Are you telling me you think women got the BBLs more to impress their girlfriends than to be viewed as attractive as a man?
I didn't say more, but I do think there's
which
women.
One leads?
Huh? So what?
Which one leads? Impressing the friends.
I think impressing. I think
to be
for themselves
as attractive.
What? I don't gotta be attractive. I don't think stutter. It's just for self-esteem. I think sometimes women look in the mirror.
You hear what he just said?
He'd be an attack.
But not for what?
But for
self-esteem, Yachty.
Right, to for themselves, though. It don't have to be for another
okay,
man.
Okay, but why is the self-esteem low without the BBL?
It could be based on your friends.
No, it's based on the values of the culture
oh, that's
and the
Umar.
Society
that's
in which
said,
they live.
You don't listen.
And we got to admit something, black man. We have sexually objectified the black woman into a
I think a lot of women make decisions.
Into a sexual instrument. And you know why this hurts me? Who's the number one sex trafficking victim in America right now, Yachty? Teenage black girls.
I know that.
12 to 17. And guess what the biggest population is, Queen? 14 to 17. They're the number one commodity on the international child sex trafficking ring, at least in America. So you got these...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta is the biggest hub for child trafficking?
Los Angeles is the biggest in the country, but Atlanta is one of the top ones.
Speaking of that, though, speaking of
that motherfucking airport,
man. Oh, right.
Airport.
we can circle back to the airport. Let's talk about what's important, though.
Nah, child trafficking, right? So this one ain't on the border now. But my daughter gonna hit me up, right? gonna say hey. She didn't say hey, but
everybody drew up and say hey. We get it. We get it.
Yeah, but nah, she trying to go to my she trying to go to Miami, right?
Well,
I said my same reaction, right? Miami for what? You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm trying to go in there for my birthday. Like I said, what? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what are you talking
about?
She
about
to
turn 16?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about, dog? Like, you know what I mean?
She won't walk the strip in her bikini.
To what?
She won't walk the strip in her bikini.
Not my watch. You know what I mean? But I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So I hit her mom up like, yo, what is she talking about? You know what I'm saying? I don't even refer to her as
I told her name. To ask
I said,
your
what
dad?
Is she talking about? Called her up. What is she talking about? She's like, what are you talking about? What is she talking about? You
know? Both y'all niggas was lost. You know what I mean?
But nah, her mom said she ain't going to Miami. She going to Orlando. No, kissing me.
She going to
is that what's called
kissing. Orlando? She not going to Disney. She ain't going no fucking way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm like, she's like yes. Going to a resort.
You going to see Mickey Mouse?
That's oh my it. God! And Harry Potter.
Lord, I'm trying to explain to her though. You know what I'm saying? Because she trying to go with her friends. So I said, nah, I gotta be there with you, or your mom gotta be there with you because traffic ain't real. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, because. Yeah, you trying to go with your friend and your friend's parent, but your friend's parent not really watching you like that.
Yeah, these kids these days, they're not really aware of their surroundings either.
Yeah, they probably.
Like how we were back in their
you know, look, teenage. That is due to their parents, to their moms, all right? Because
what about be the moms? Dad?
Why does it got to be the moms?
Exactly.
No, this is due to the moms.
Why? Ooh,
shit.
Let him talk.
Let him cook.
All right, be quiet.
Make that stir fried rice. Go ahead.
Without the egg. Without the egg. Okay. I don't like eggs in mine.
It's real simple. If it doesn't apply to the moms, what I'm saying, then I'm not talking about you. Now, some of these moms act like shit's not different now. They act like the shit that they went through when they were their age doesn't still exist or isn't as bad. So they're giving them more freedom. They're giving their daughters more freedom to do the things that either they were doing at their age that they shouldn't have been doing, or they're trying to be their friend. That's like the main thing. They're trying to be their friend.
That in the village
gave
up.
This is why I say the mom.
You feel like the village gave up?
The dad.
The village gave up.
The dad would be seen as a bad guy, overprotective. That's me.
The village.
I am overprotective of my kids, especially my daughter. So I'm kind of seen as a bad guy. Nah, not necessarily. Don't tell me nothing. Don't ask me nothing.
I'm saying where
that's why the village gave up, because a lot of these women, like you said, try to either be their friend or whatever the case may be, and a lot of the women be on some old. This is my child. I do what I want with my child. Worry about your child or worry about your shit. And that's why the grandma ain't around, the aunties ain't around, the dads ain't around, the granddads ain't around. They fucked over their village.
The amount of women that I have met who have been either raped or sexually harassed, sexually assaulted, is fucking disturbing. But these are like some of the same women who give their daughters that freedom. It's like,
I'm glad I don't fit in that category.
This, I mean, like, what are you thinking
about? I'm glad I don't fit in that category.
Like I said, I've been through all that.
I'm saying I don't fit in that category. Because
you learn from that shit.
Exactly.
You learn from it.
Them hoes just don't care. They don't care, they would want to protect their child.
That's what it comes down to. But they also want to be their friend.
That's the problem. You gotta always be the mother and protect your child. First and foremost.
Yeah, this is why I said friendship. I mean, like you said, it takes a village.
Fuck all that friendship.
Well,
nigga, I'm not your friend.
I'm my child's friend.
I talk stupid with my friends and shit. My kids ain't gonna talk stupid with me.
I keep all my kids in check. But I'm friends with them, and I let them know. They didn't. I'd rather
but
my
a parent
kid,
first.
I'm gonna always be a parent.
Plus,
first.
You can tackle the kid through the wall.
You feel me? And they know that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I don't try to be like I grew up seriously strict. So it's like me as a person that grew up strict, I try to give my kids a little bit more leeway because of me being so sheltered and strict. And once I got out, I wowed the fuck out.
So that's why you're a goofball.
I've always been goofy.
But
I had nothing else to do in my life but to be a comedian with my brother growing up, because I really wasn't allowed outside ever. So once I was able to step out.
You in these streets now.
You felt free.
I was free. And I don't know who I was talking to, but I forget who I was talking to. I think I was doing a live when I was talking about how even after I had got married, had my child, kids actually, I still was a child. Because I didn't know shit about being an adult. I wanted to play because I never had the chance to fucking play. So I let my kids play a little bit more than what I was able to play back in the day.
Right.
So when they do get out there, they be like, nah, my mom already told me about all of this stuff. And they can come to me and talk to me about any and everything. Like, they know I'm going to get in their ass, but they also know I got to fuck with her and I got to trust her because she know. She been through it and she's kept it real. And I'm open with my kids. Not like, oh yeah, I just got fucked last night open. No. But I'm open with my kids. My son can come
to me. They can come to you with anything.
And talk to me about smoking, doing drugs, fucking. He'll be like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to put his business out there on what he does. Mm. But my son can come to me and talk to me. My daughter can come to me and talk to me. I want my kids to be like, I can come and talk to my mom anytime. I may not, and I tell them, listen, I'm not the best mom. I'm far from a good mom at all. Like, I know a lot of women be like, I'm a great mom. I am not a good fucking mom.
Realest shit I've ever heard from a female.
I am not a good mom.
With children?
See, nah, you gotta look at the woman who say, I'm a great mom, though. They're probably their kid's best friend.
I'm not my kid's best friend, and I'm a great mom.
From a different, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
and, yeah, I mean,
I know I'm not a great mom. It's like I'm a great mom. They didn't deserve what I put them through.
Now look at this right here. It's why I say I pinpointed the moms. If a dad says that shit, shouldn't be no question about that shit. Nah, I'm a great dad. Now, it's either I give all this money, or I'm there in my child's life. That's the only two things.
Mm.
For a mom, for a female, I'm a great mom. There are so many more variables to that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So many more. But it gets simpler when you're a dad.
I know I'm a great dad.
Nah, you hear what he said, though? He says either the money or the time.
Or the time. Yeah.
It's either one, the kid get one or the other.
Not necessarily one or the other. You can get both. But some of these men think that all I gotta do is I take care of my kid.
I don't like to refer to them niggas as men. Niggas as boys.
there you have it. But that's it. We only get two, for real. I mean, you can combine the two, but if you don't combine the two, it's either or. And that's what they consider being a great dad. Mm-hmm. With the women, with the moms, there's so many more fingers to that shit. Mm-hmm.
But there's some men that does do all those.
Well, no, just that too.
Nah, they do more than that. I know some that does more.
I think you miscalculating.
What about a single father? He has to do all those.
That's letters. Time
what
and money.
What I'm saying is, you kind of like missing what the point of what it is. It's yeah, either the money, or it's everything else.
And that's just men.
That's just men. That's only for the fathers.
Man, you gotta make me want to play. So what other variables
would you say the women would have?
All right. You got to talk to your kids about sex. Now, we're not talking about the men. It's like different for a father and shit, all right? You got to be their psychologist.
You have to be their doctor. Thank you. Because
I
ain't
know
what
teacher.
There we go.
Teacher. You have
that's
to
what
be
I wanted to
mother.
Hear.
You have to be the their protector. Aspect. You have to be their provider. You have to be.
A mother would know that shit. That's what I'm saying here. We got two things. That's it. We got two things.
He could do that.
Money and time, but we. Men does that shit too. Protection of the family.
Yeah, they could do that, but how highly is it that is shown or seen?
That's the question. Because a lot of niggas ain't doing that shit.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I know. There we go.
When my dad tried to talk to me about sex, it was the most awkward conversation I ever had in my life.
It is kind of weird. I don't want to do that with my daughter.
Just like kids need their dad. Kids need their parents. That's what it comes down to.
Needs both.
Parents, both.
Yeah.
But even if y'all not together, work with one accord, man.
Yes.
For real. You got to be one for that child.
Facts. Stop being bitter, bitches.
Word. And stop being stupid ass niggas. Niggas.
So there was a time when my daughter.
That include the Caucasians too. Because you doing some dumb shit.
How we go from BBLs to this?
That's what I was sitting here thinking. I'm just like,
ooh. Because the BBL led to the baby. The BBLs led to the baby. You know what I mean?
Listen to that mad math.
Boom. BBL led to the baby. And then niggas was trying to hit. Niggas was trying to hit.
Turn the mic off. He drunk.
He's raw. He's not even cooked. Just stop.
Damn.
Don't say Saison on there.
What?
Cheat code. Cheat code.
Chico.
Yeah, he threw some Saison and he went. He threw the Saison on there.
I think it said Chico. Yeah,
let's move on, because
y'all know about the Saison.
I use Saison. I use it probably on everything I cook.
You know about the one underneath of that?
Yeah.
You want to speak on it?
If you want to. I would rather not, because it was just options. I could care less. Yeah, options.
I can't even read that. What did I say?
Meek and Dilly.
You know you can't read. We talked about this earlier.
Meek and Dilly.
Dilly. See? I told you not.
I didn't say that. Meek gay. Fuck it.
No, he's not.
Meek gay.
I haven't seen it. I don't know. But
how do you know?
Meek gay. He's just gay.
Don't be disrespectful. How do you
know? I don't know personally.
Oh, okay. Then shut up.
Damn.
Yeah, that's like me. That's like me saying Josh is gay.
I'm not.
They gonna
but I'm Josh.
Josh
I'm
sucks
the one
penis.
I'm the one you're talking about, so I could defend myself.
What
Meek said? Meek said that he's not gay.
All right, then if he's not gay, then he said he not fucks gay. Then, but other people gay. Feel like he's gay.
Okay, let them
I'm just fucking with y'all. I don't think Meek. I don't know. I don't know what the
this
fuck that nigga
is.
This
is why like. I don't let nobody's opinion of me.
I'm not giving no opinions. Anyway. I don't know if that nigga gay. If he is, then all right, closed doors, whatever the fuck he does. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I feel like everybody
put the music
important
out,
in Hollywood does some questionable things.
Is Diddy gay?
To stay important.
Is Diddy gay?
I feel like Diddy do what he want to do.
Is he bisexual?
I feel like Diddy do what he want to do.
He does.
Diddy can afford to do what he want to do.
That part.
Damn. So it doesn't even matter.
You gotta look at it like this.
So the money.
I wouldn't
is the
put it past him
part.
If he ain't nah, fucked the trans.
You gotta look at it like this. All these allegations toward Diddy right now.
This nigga ain't saying shit.
And not just that. Who looking at Diddy different?
Nobody.
It's like exactly.
Nobody looking at this nigga different.
Nobody, it's just like it's not, like we know. Ain't nobody criticizing him. Ain't nobody calling for his cancel. Oh, he did this.
I just enjoy the memes and the videos they put out, because the shit is funny as fuck. Is. Nah, the shit that 50 say, he said, you want to take me shopping?
Right, and that's it though. That shit been out there.
What? Yeah, he said that shit years ago.
Been a thing.
And that shit research, he said, nigga, you want to take me shopping? The fuck?
Well,
is that sassy?
I mean, taking another man shopping, yeah,
it's Diddy.
That is kind of sassy.
It's Diddy.
Like, what if you just want to, like, what if, okay, what if, like, that's your homie?
It's adjective.
It's adjective.
Let's say, like, you got the money, right? Mm-hmm. You got the money, and you just cannot stand the way Josh dress. And you just be like,
respect.
Nigga, let's go shopping, my guy.
Hey, Trends, would you let Diddy take you shopping?
Oh, shit.
Yes, he would.
Where?
It's Diddy, nigga. It's Diddy.
Yes, he would.
Fresh in the motherfucker. It's Diddy.
No, send me
Diddy, Diddy not taking you to Kohl's.
Everybody in here would.
Diddy not taking you to Kohl's.
Hold up. Would.
Of course I would. Yes, I'm a girl.
Would it be considered him taking me shopping if I'd be like, yo, send me the website and the money? Nah, you going to the store.
He always trying to find a loophole.
Is that still him shopping for
you
me?
You going. Diddy will find a loophole.
No, he's not shopping for you, so you guys are shopping together. Yeah. He's just paying for everything.
Yeah, he could be in the air. Try that on.
Not try that
on.
That was your boss,
Jay. Not try that on. Hey, yo, go in this dressing room, try that on.
They play boy.
He gonna be sitting right there. So in the
come
dressing
play
room.
Boy.
All right,
well,
take that. He ain't taking the bottom shit off the racks, though. All right, so you taking some shit tailor made. You gotta go try that shit on.
Oh, tailor made?
You going to try that shit on.
Gotta go.
You gotta go try that shit
you
on.
To get it you got to try it on. It's
you gotta
made.
Come out and stand in front of the five mirrors and shit.
Gotta go.
So you gonna trick on them.
Now, I am asking, can I bring somebody? I'm not going.
Who you gonna bring?
A female. Gotta be one of the escorts.
It's gotta be.
Gotta
link with them later.
Got it.
Enjoy your time.
He try a cute face.
I'm not going.
He wanted to get violated for the wrong thing.
Yeah, I'm bringing a female. My nigga, I'm violated standing there in front of this nigga with just my drawers on. Why are you doing that?
What are you doing?
You get tailor made clothes, right?
Wait. Wait, guys don't be around each other in y'all drawers?
White men do in the gym.
White men go. White men walk around, but it's naked.
Respectfully,
niggas be niggas be naked.
Like, niggas won't be sitting on the couch in their boxers together. None of that. None of that.
Respectfully,
but if they're like changing their clothes, like say if they I don't know if they like changing their clothes in the gym or changing in the like if they a wedding and they all in like in one little room or whatever, I'm pretty sure they would.
Nah, fuck that. So you gonna stand there in your boxers in front of Diddy getting tailor made clothes?
Oh hell yeah, yeah.
Word?
Yep.
You?
Nah.
Why not?
And my boxers in front of Diddy.
In your boxers, you getting tailor-made clothes.
I hear it. But look.
Well, I don't like tailor-made clothes anyway.
In front of a tailor, though. You would do it in front of a tailor, right? We get some tailor-made shit.
You ain't got no choice.
You have to. I never got tailored, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it's the man with really a measuring tape.
It's your under.
Going from here to here all down on touching you. Yeah.
Tailor-made clothes. If you're getting.
He might move your jaw a little bit.
Oh shit!
He gotta go with the end scene. Yeah, you know I mean?
Nah, it's cool. I just watch and I learned how to do it myself.
Oh, he about to make his own suit.
What I gotta do? Stretch the ruler
but,
out.
But
and
if you comfortable within yourself, you should be all right though.
We said what?
If you comfortable within yourself, you should be all right.
I mean,
it's like,
I gotta
it's like going to the doctor and they tell you to cough.
Yeah. How old well, you I, are? I mean, how comfortable doctor. You are? That don't mean you want another man following your jaw.
You never.
I mean,
had
I had
doctor.
I had a tailor-made suit.
Nah, I requested female doctor.
I had a tailor-made suit done for Mel's wedding.
But
I had a joint that it was a chick that measured me and shit.
Did she move your thing to the side?
Nah, she was closed though.
Uh-huh. Well, that's different.
Well,
I mean,
then again,
no,
I never got tailored.
The
like,
guy
know.
Actually
Wait,
asked.
Who wedding?
Mel.
Jasmine Mel?
Yeah.
How many Mels you know? How many Mels y'all know?
I know a couple.
Like four.
Together though? Y'all know the same Mels?
Like two.
Two together, yeah.
How many of them was married?
both of them.
Y'all got that. Y'all got that.
That thing's gonna come for y'all. Well.
Nah, I'm saying, cause I seen the outfit you had on at the wedding.
That shit was off the rack.
Bro, they had us measured and shoot for me and shit.
He said that shit was big. Don't let him come for you like that. Smack that nigga.
You had to pay for it though, right?
Fuck, of course.
It don't matter then. It don't matter. You know what I mean?
Nah. I had to pay for
Why
my
you pay for
tux.
Tailor made? You had to pay? They paid for
then.
It?
Yeah, they paid for that shit.
Oh,
well,
wow.
They got money.
So listen, right?
It was like what, six niggas?
So
y'all ain't had to pay for y'all thing?
Mm-mm.
Oh wow, that's the type of wedding I need
it's
to be.
It's a rainy evening.
Yeah.
Set it up.
20 degrees outside.
20 degrees.
It's cold.
Cold. That's brittle cold.
You know what I mean?
Fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Now you in the hood? You might not have fireplace.
Uh huh. But you in the hood?
Yeah. So you in
scratch
the hood.
Whole damn thing.
Damn.
In the hood.
Fuck all that.
Now you got fireplace, right?
The microwave was waving. Go ahead.
Oh my god.
What sound it make?
We gotta do the soundtrack. You do the microwave, I do the rain. Josh, what do you do for the thunder?
That shit sound like the fucking
you do
the
thunder.
What do you do for the thunder? Avis, you do the lightning.
Why God farted.
I don't know how to do lightning.
Don't make a sound. I was joking.
Why your microwave you sure? sound like a vibrator?
Yeah.
What?
So that microwave sound. Cut the one right now. You want
to
hear it?
So it sound like sound like microwaves to me.
You got the old school drone that said ding.
They all say.
They all say.
For real,
make
I
a noise at the end.
What's your microwave
y'all,
sound?
Wait, y'all let y'all go to the
I
end.
Beat.
It should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, if I'm not watching it.
Oh no, I watch.
If
mine.
I go to the bathroom or if I go
that last 10 seconds,
sit
I'm
my
waiting.
Ass back down.
Right to get the one. Open that joint right up.
Oh, you got radiation poisoning.
Yeah. <all right.
laughs> He says you got radiation poisoning.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's all cancerous. You know
all right, so where are you going with this?
All right, anyway.
I think a nigga hungry. Wait.
So you trying to watch something on TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you what you with your significant other Joy, you know what I'm saying? You
or somebody
squeeze.
Else's. Yeah. I don't like to limit myself. You know what I mean?
With your Joy, right?
Jump off. Yeah.
All right, jump off. We jump off for this one, you know what I'm saying? You with your jump off, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Netflix the only app y'all got on the TV.
That's sad.
Hey, the Roku, you know what I mean?
Thought we in the hood listening to the microwave right now.
Are you right? I forgot the hood aspect. Yep.
You know what I mean? So what show are you putting on for Netflix and chill?
For Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill.
The Last Kingdom.
You fucking to that?
I didn't say fuck to that. What?
Well, Netflix and chill.
My ADHD is bad. It's bad.
What?
My ADHD.
Netflix and chill. We're watching that.
Will ruin Netflix and chill for me. If the shit happened on the TV is exciting, that don't mean what's going on off screen is not. But if it's like a loud banging shit, I'm in it. Like, what the fuck is going on?
The Last Kingdom.
Yo, I need to know what's going on in the TV. My ADHD is bad.
And it be good too. Shit.
Both.
It be good. I be like, ah.
What the
hell? Hear a fucking explosion? What was that?
Yeah, because I'm putting on Distraction.
Oh, wow. I've done that.
I'm putting Distraction either one or two.
Here's the thing, though. You can't control Netflix and chill. I mean, you can, but you don't know when it's going to pop off all the time. Sometimes you just want to watch Netflix.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes and then, you just want to chill.
Yo, I... so...
You've been.
I was
this.
Nah.
I guess 365.
I was talking to bro, right?
365.
I was asking him about
the second one. They had a lot of sex.
Have you seen
one.
The movie or whatever?
Where's the third one?
Oh, you seen that, John?
I don't like the third one.
He was
one.
Like,
they had the gay scene.
Oh, nah. I seen some of it. How you see some of it? He's like, well, it was like Netflix and chill. We got to the chill part.
Which was amazing.
I respect it. I respect
the brother, whoever he was. It wasn't the brother. It was, who was it?
It was the guy that she had. The guy she was the gardener.
Yeah,
the
gardener. Yeah, it was the gardener.
What are y'all talking about?
365. He was
that's just
the
like the
gardener,
movie,
but
The Hills Have Eyes. I still
what?
To this
what?
Day haven't finished that.
What the? Oh, I.
To what?
The Hills Have Eyes?
It's just the movie y'all talking about, I'm sure it was like sexual and shit.
Yeah. Very much so.
This nigga's talking about The Hills Have Eyes.
Is that what turned you on, sir?
You watch Avatar, the new one on Netflix?
There's a new one?
Yeah. It's a
the
show.
The Last Airbender.
It's a show.
Yeah,
it's a show.
Avatar?
No. Watch it.
Avatar.
It's like
8 hours?
Not the blue people. Oh,
it's a series.
Not the blue people. The Last Airbender.
Yeah, not that one. Not that one.
The Last Airbender.
He used to be on Nickelodeon.
The bald nigga with the arrow on his head.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, it's like anime. I don't know what anime. I don't know what it is. But
all right. But that's all you had to say.
It's real action, man. Like real action.
The Last Airbender
wasn't enough.
It's
Josh.
But that's not a Netflix and chill, John. All right.
The fuck that's supposed to be?
What? What's wrong?
Those that get it, got it. That's all that.
Can't stand these people.
Well,
he didn't read the room.
Oh shit!
Well,
yo.
It was there, I'm sorry.
You had to take it. It was there, you had to take it. It was there.
Yeah, he went all the way with that one.
Well,
I mean, we threw him the oop. Yeah, I mean, he had no choice but to yam it.
They left a moment of silence, you know what I'm saying?
So what is your Netflix and chill murdered. Movie? What? You just what?
Moment of silence because I just got murdered.
Murdered? Oh, poor wait, baby. What is your Netflix and chill movie go to?
It's a TV show. First 48.
What the fuck? Y'all into some freaky shit.
I'm sick of these niggas.
Which one? There's like fucking four of them.
Season four.
If now which
he got a, he got a season.
The one listen, in Memphis.
If you try to put that on for me,
he said the one
I'm watching it.
He said
I'm
the one that music got the soundtrack.
I'm focused. Don't be over here trying to rub on my leg. Stop. Look. Oh shit. The fuck. I'm watching that.
That
shit.
Nigga gonna tell. He gonna tell.
we really just go on Netflix and chill. You put that shit on.
Some motherfuckers be snitching on that.
So what's your Netflix and chill go to?
I don't have one.
Why not?
He has one. He just ain't trying to put it on the air.
You got Netflix account?
It don't matter what's on the TV. I'm gonna fuck to anything.
What do you prefer, Netflix, Hulu?
It's the only app you have.
Yeah, you're missing the point.
He said he gonna fuck to anything. It doesn't matter what he put on. He just gonna hit the power button.
Yeah, right,
and you know how when you go on Netflix and then they start playing that preview and then they just start playing the movie.
He's fucking.
Nah, it's like that.
As soon as you hear
a female,
I'm already.
He's already inside. Already done made his move. Dun dun.
Voila.
that well, the dome is a trigger, but
I put on a comedy. My go to.
So you can laugh while you fucking.
A little
that
bit
happened before.
A little bit. It's a go to for me because they think
I be fucking little fools.
We feel chill.
I'm a fool myself,
and I be like making them think like, ain't shit about to go down. We about to watch this comedy. We about to laugh and geek with one another, and then I'ma roll over.
Dude, I'll be laughing.
So is the roll over just series? A solid?
Look at her. Look at her. Look, she thinks she really
the roll over is a run up in here.
What you just
that's
say?
What I thought. Like, is that an invitation?
No. Him over here.
Oh, this nigga Don over there. What you say?
I was focused on what she just. I mean, but
it's a lot going on. Let's start here.
What I said. Oh, it's about the comedy. She said she put a comedy on. I said, I see why. You know what I'm saying? Because I do the same thing sometimes. Like when she riding, she look real serious in the face. I'm just laughing like. she doing something.
Like, oh my God, that's mean.
That's mean?
Yes.
I think that's like the best type of sex her? To have.
You wouldn't help her?
Are you laughing?
Huh? He really laughing.
Are you laughing in your head?
He really laughing at the fact that she can't ride dick.
And I think that's good though.
He judging.
I but really
he should
do.
Be helping her.
That's serious.
I mean, what if she if she's cool, and you're laughing? Cause me, I'd be like, what? I'm doing it wrong. What? I'm like, what? What you want me to do?
Nah, just
my knees hurt. What you want me to do? Like,
nah, sure you catching that attitude over that shit.
That's why I said if she cool, like I'm cool, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh while I'm fucking.
I'm just
going
to remove
myself.
There
is not a situation I can think of where I will not crack a joke.
And none. You're supposed to.
I was in the back of a funeral cracking joke before. Right? Like,
oh, I did.
There is no
bro,
situation.
You was at a funeral cracking joke?
My sister did not want to sit next to me because she knew what I was going to be doing at the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Look. Mm-hmm. You know what? And
you're just that type
me.
Of person. So
you
I mean,
not, if I'm at this funeral.
I don't want to be uncomfortable. And I feel like laughter
oh, it's
is
a defense mechanism.
Yeah, possibly. I don't feel like crying.
We're not
going to
go that
like
deep with it right
we
now.
We can, but this is nope. Not my show.
Exactly. That's why we're not going that deep.
All right, fuck it.
We like your green hair, though.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Now, back to your rollover and your rollover. Netflix and chill. Let the people know it's time to go.
Yeah.
That's what she was saying.
Oh, time to get out.
No, time to get in.
Well, been that ass over.
Anyway, you know it's a Women's History Month, right?
Is it?
So you skipping over the other one?
It's Women's History
Month. Nah, let's talk about
you want name?
Nah, because like.
Yeah, I would. Because what?
Time schedule,
you
baby.
Time what time you got to leave?
Well, we got to leave at 6.
You got to leave now.
Is
he going with y'all?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think
is
so.
Is it y'all too?
Yeah.
Oh.
We scared.
I seen Josh outside one time since I know the name.
Why? Who was it?
Nah, she just says in the hood.
It was a lovely time.
Oh.
It was.
You know the person?
No, I know. But she said
dog, I miss you. Where you at?
Okay. So, if you was to have your next child, what city would you name it after?
What the fuck?
Monaco. The play, I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there.
I don't think Monaco is a
city. Morocco.
I don't know. That's probably not a city either.
No, Morocco is.
A city in what state? Or what country? Whatever. I don't know. How does that shit work?
Africa
what the fuck?
Right? Morocco in Africa, ain't it?
Is it?
Yo, we said we're naming them after a city.
Yes.
Is that what it says?
That's a question.
Yes.
Morocco,
I kind of like Vegas.
Name. Who's the country?
I love
Vegas.
I've been watching A Family Business.
That was my first thought. But it's like Vegas.
They named their child after every, their, I guess, like, whatever.
You know what?
Like, it's a Rio, a Paris, a Vegas.
I would name my son Sin.
And that's not
Sin
a.
City.
Is that a,
Sin City.
That's the nickname. That's not actually the name.
Well, kids got nicknames.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's your kids' nicknames?
What?
Yeah.
KK Lele.
See? My son's name will be Sin City. Sin.
City.
So would they would their wives be cheating on them?
What
the fuck?
I know that took a turn.
Yeah, why how did they get there?
Really? You're not following?
No. All
right, so
you get what I'm saying?
Nah, but no? We gotta move past
Twin
that.
City?
Damn. So
you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't name my kids.
Wow. It got fucking dark in here.
Y'all missed the first part. That's what it was. That's what
shit
it was.
Dark quick.
You can use that late with it.
Oh, yeah. Hold
Damn, you that late with it?
I keep hearing Sin City, but then I heard something else.
Yeah, it was in there.
And then yeah, her
that's
cheating.
Why I, yeah, that's what I missed.
Like cheat on you.
Damn.
And then, oh, dang.
I don't want to be part of it. I mean, you know what? I'm going to call my kid by his name. He don't need no name.
Perfect.
Vegas. Name my kid Vegas. Okay.
Perfect.
For the sake of our marriage, I'm going to call the nigga Vegas.
For the sake of his marriage.
What you calling your next child?
I'm not having any kids. So I don't.
Hell yeah.
I don't have an imagination for that.
Naming your grandkids.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Shit.
Is that an option?
Dallas.
Y'all still want more kids?
Ooh, I like that one.
What?
That's a good name.
Dallas.
Dallas is a good one.
Okay. Or Jackson.
She just made that up.
I really did.
Word. That was right off. That was off nice. The dome right there.
What about you? Ooh, Antonio. No, you didn't.
Didn't I say mine?
Nah, you ain't say shit.
That's a Morocco.
That's about the door.
You did say that. We thought you were joking.
Am I tripping?
It did sound like
I heard sound like a doorbell.
Did
check the that's camera. That's probably somebody's phone.
Look on the phone. You right there.
I see nobody.
Nobody. Nobody.
Any guests that was supposed to be here. Name yourself. Somebody.
It's my
turn. He said, yeah. "Make it so."
Hey yo, but yeah, Vegas is Dallas. I really love Dallas. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh?
What? Who am I naming?
Ooh, yeah. Why she just not coming here? Yeah. City. Come on. Because I'm annoyed.
I ain't got no city. Cause I ain't have no more damn kids.
If you was to have one.
If I was to have one, by accident, that's the name of it.
I got that by accident.
That's not a city, nigga.
Wow.
It's
okay.
An accidental.
Hello, hello.
You late.
Okay. How are you? Awesome. All right. It's Women's History Month.
What you want me to do?
You going to do what?
Just give her this?
Just give her the mic.
Fix it the fuck?
Right, you been real inconsiderate right now. Deshante, how you doing?
All right. I thought you was talking to me because I was.
Me inconsiderate? I was going to talk about you later. You late. Where you been at? Ain't none of my business, but what you been at?
Yes.
We been recording.
Miss late, y'all.
It was bad traffic.
Bad traffic. That's what I said when I be lying.
Yeah. It was a deer, bro, and it was a baby.
It's a deer, bro.
Yeah.
It was some stuff. All right, we know what that means. Okay.
Damn, you had to do a lot over there.
You damn right. They wasn't that much.
Josh, you just becoming this whole different person, this whole new person.
That change.
Exactly. Can you see that thing dingling?
It's the chain. Can you hear
it? It is the thick ass chain.
I was thinking that, but I was going to say it.
Oh, my head.
I'm about to get tired of y'all. That's all you've been doing.
But I love this
shit
for you.
All fucking day.
Josh, I love this for you. You just
you
seem
to be done?
You just seem different.
Are you not done?
Like,
I just want you to admit you said penis and
Josh.
I'll leave you alone.
He did admit it already.
The
he didn't. Oh, damn.
Turn and I'll, you ain't got a cash at me no money.
Josh.
Turn the knob.
Which knob?
What knob you talking about?
I don't want to show you.
All this sound freaky.
Because I know they go to
the sun. Yeah, right there. That knob right there.
Yeah, like that. Like that.
Just like that.
I'm like, it's a lot of small knobs.
Damn.
That might be too
That's
low.
That's too low. She got bent down for that one. Easy. Don't hit her in the face with it.
Bend that ass off.
Make that coochie breathe.
You walking into some shit. All
right. Yeah, there we go.
All right, just y'all can still keep talking about Jessica.
Yeah, why y'all quiet? Well, the ones that they was talking about.
We were talking about the
city names. Oh, yeah.
We was talking about Women's History Month, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we switched.
Nah, we there.
All right, you want to be there, be there.
I love women, yes.
All right, bet.
All right, what about them?
So, we...
Dang.
What do we do? Do we like love women this month, or is it for?
You're supposed to cash app us $1,000.
Who's on
that? What the fuck said that?
That's what I
heard. That.
Don't say that.
My cash app is Your Majesty 007. Yeah, that is my
the
cash app.
Devil is a motherfucking liar.
MAJESTY 007. Cash app me $1,000.
Is there a men's history?
What y'all doing for Daddy Day? Is there a men's history?
No, sucking dick. Say no.
Yeah. That's how you get that $1,000 cash.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
holla manure.
Holla what?
Oh, Lord.
What was that? I put on there Women's History Month because, you know, I thought, you know what I mean, since we celebrate Women's History Month, name some prominent.
How do you celebrate Women's History
Month? How do I celebrate?
Yeah.
I
cook.
Instead of doing every other weekend, I do every weekend. I get my kids from the mothers. Give them a break.
Cool. Nigga, that's being a parent. That's today's responsibility, Saturday. Nigga. That ain't shit.
Do you also except send today. Her money? Do you also send her money?
That's not disclosing.
Oh, shit.
That, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean.
You send money to them?
Sometimes.
You get
the kids in send money? Sometimes. Sometimes. Not all the time.
I started sending money straight to my daughter.
Mm. Nah, I get the money sometimes.
Yeah. Not well, all right, so. Both my kids was in Florida at one point. I got three. Two oldest was in Florida. So. I was sending my baby mom money. And then my oldest son came back up here. And for like Christmas break or some shit like that, I just started sending money straight to my daughter. I don't remember what we was talking about. But,
My nigga.
I was waiting for the fucking punchline.
What? It went from the daughters to the side back
to the I was waiting for the punchline.
He was talking about sending the money to his baby mama. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, but you said the same thing three times.
He said that he gets his kids for the whole month for Women's History
and
month.
He was talking about sending the money.
Somebody asked.
No, I got asked.
He got asked that. He didn't want to talk about it. He said non-disclosure.
Then he started talking about it.
No, he didn't.
Nah.
No, he did. No,
he
did.
He said sometimes he do.
A little bit too much drink. Okay.
Did you not say sometimes
those
you
do? Sometimes.
Can you listen to the man? He just said sometimes you do.
Okay.
He said this shit.
Okay.
I feel where you was coming from, though. You piggybacked off of what he said.
He was trying to shut me up,
though. I genuinely wonder, like, if y'all be sending y'all baby moms up. The money, some men do send it straight to the kids because they don't want the middleman. So I get it.
Oh, you mean like support money? Oh, I no, I come to the court.
No, that's not what he was talking about.
I think someone like just here, like,
no, support,
appreciate
money.
You.
It's a lie.
You know what I'm saying? Like that.
If you on child support, that comes out of
how
the check.
How would she ever get no her extra. Gucci
no.
bag if you
see
that?
See, no, that's where you fuck up at, and I don't like niggas.
Wait, what
like
he
that.
What he said?
He said child support comes out of the check, and that's all you getting.
If she put him through the courts to get the child support, though.
Oh, we about to get real right now.
No, it all depends on the amount. I'm not. If your child support is hundreds and hundreds of dollars, all right, cool. But if you're getting $100-$200 a month, that is nothing. But nigga, you can help.
If you get $800+, don't ask me for nothing.
Word.
Now that's don't you dare fix your lips to ask the man for nothing else.
But my daughter moms to do that.
I don't get child support, so I don't know.
Yeah, I get the bare minimum of child support.
I'm just listening.
This is where child support drives the divide between the father and the child.
Word.
But what is $34 a week?
We're not talking about that.
I'm just asking.
I'm just asking a question. At the company me and Trends work for, they will automatically give the mother $840 or $870. That's like the magic number and shit. Whatever them the math they did.
Magic.
Whatever them the math they did.
It's probably higher than
that. Yes.
They will automatically
get higher than that.
$870, I think it is. It's either $870 or $840 that they will give them. Now, if you already given that much coming
plus
out of your check and shit, you probably don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So when your child asks you, either you gotta tell them you don't have it, and there's only so many times you could tell them that I don't have it before they start looking at you funny, or you can say, nah, ask your mom. Like I said, it's a divide. Now, I never had this problem for the record. I'm just speaking of some shit that I know.
I don't have kids.
Oh, I had this problem. I had this problem.
Yeah,
I had the problem.
It draws a divide.
Because my daughter's mom keep asking me for money to do stuff for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But you already getting this high behind amount of money.
Okay.
Why are you still asking me for more money?
Bitter.
You know what I'm saying?
How do you let bitter? Her know
it's
that?
Greed. It ain't bitter, it's greed.
Okay, I was about bitter. To say, like, how do you politely let her know, hey, I think you need to start taking on
politely.
More expenses?
Politely, does no politely.
Oh, yeah, no.
Keyword is polite.
And I don't even know his baby mom, but I just know multiple situations,
mm-hmm.
men talking to me about how they constantly have to pay this high ass amount.
Yeah.
Plus the child is on. I don't know if.
Yes, childs are supposed to be on their dad's
insurance. So that's thousands of dollars coming out per paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Just to support a child, and then you still calling and asking for money. No. Mm-hmm. What is you doing, sis?
I agree.
What is you doing?
So yeah, that's different. It all depends on the amount. It's different.
Like I
it's
said, yeah. Like I said, it's taking a turn. Should the father?
Yeah, if you punk ass niggas only paying $30 a month, y'all pussies.
Should the father take point the finger at the mom, at the baby mom?
What
like,
do you mean?
Like I was saying.
Yeah, because what is she doing with the money? If you get $800 some odd a month from the dad to support the child, then what are you doing with the $800 some odd a month?
Don't they got this new age shit that it goes on a card?
Like, where is it supposed to? It don't matter where it's going. It's going to the mother. The mother is going to have
that
the car.
They can't
it's
buy
just,
crab legs at hotel room.
If she chooses to get direct deposit, she can have it direct deposit into her account.
Yeah.
Like, so you wouldn't even know the difference of what she's spending like, it on and what she's not spending it on.
That's some bullshit.
Nice being in the car, though. I would feel better like if the court actually did that. They show me the receipt. I'd be like, oh, okay, I can see.
I feel like, because my kids, they have their own savings account. Child support should automatically go into a child's account. I feel like a child should, if a father is on child support, a mother's on child support, the child should have their own account.
I feel where you're coming from. Also feel like you're not the best person to answer this question because you just said you're only getting $34 a month or some shit. Like
I didn't say a month, but
okay, all right.
Well, yeah, look. I'm not, but that's where mine's.
Basically, your baby dad not paying like he is.
No, definitely not. All right,
so my question was,
I was too nice.
My question was, you know, shit. My question is for the women though.
They were supposed to pay $1,100.
Should the father turn his kid against their mom? Because that's what it would come down to. Like, nah, it's not me. I'm giving. Your mom not doing right by you. Should the father do that?
No. Yeah. No.
Am I saying you're wrong?
You let them know. I'm paying child support. I'm paying XYZ amount.
Okay, so she's saying yes.
I'm saying no.
That's when they come to a certain age.
When
it
comes to finances, with certain things like that, the child should be left out of that.
Yeah.
So go to the baby mom and say, I didn't gave you this amount. This is coming out of my check.
No, we're talking about the child, though. What should the father say that to the child? Or what should
the
father say
to the
child? So is the
child coming to you and asking you for stuff?
The child is always going to come to you and ask for stuff.
Daddy ain't got it right now.
This reminds me.
You can't say that, but so many times.
Why not? Why not?
Because your child going to look at you different.
Oh, well.
I have a question, but it's related. Y'all know how people say, oh, I feel bad for Kim and Kanye's kids because of all the stuff going on. But, like, people applaud Kim for trying to keep everything neutral. Like, she doesn't want her kids to know about the issues going on between all of them. You agree with that, right? Because it seems like from what you're saying, you would, like, prefer the kids to take sides depending on who's doing the worst.
Nah, I wouldn't prefer that at all. I would never soil my baby mom's name. Mm-hmm. All right. Definitely not to the kids. Mm-hmm. So if I gotta be the bad guy and shit, just so that I don't gotta throw dirt on her name and shit, then I just gotta eat that shit. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate it. But at the same time, I'm not gonna be pointing the finger at their mom. That's their mom. Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna come a point to where a conversation
it take
have
a long
to
time
held.
To get to that point.
It don't. I had a conversation, my daughter 10. I had to have a conversation with her about what I do and what he doesn't do for her. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, I do XYZ. Tell me, has he called you? Does he check up on you? When you want lunch meat, who you send to the store to go get you lunch meat? When you need bread, who provides your bread for you? When you need No, let me finish.
I hear what you saying, but you're going around like that. I said, I'm on
you
your
see
side.
How I got everybody I'm not saying you're not on my side, but I'm just saying you have to have that conversation. It's all kids. Have to know
Thank
these
you,
things
you gave
at
me the
a
letter
certain
cook
age.
It's amazing. I'm.
They have to, because kids aren't dumb and they know. Let me cook, you guys. But no, kids understand a lot of things, so it's nothing wrong with telling the kid about, you know, I paid child support, I paid XYZ. Ask your mom. There's nothing wrong with that if you're making if you're paying a certain amount of money.
What purpose does it serve for the kid to know that? Because I think at a point that's loading grown-up stuff on a kid for no reason. Why do they need to know?
Unfortunately,
your argument is like telling the kid that Santa Claus is not real. That's like
that.
I'm gonna tell you what.
At a certain age, you always have to have that conversation with them. At a certain age, what the fuck was that?
I was trying to scratch my head and I scratched the ear.
Oh, I'm gonna say you should squeak.
But no, everybody should. should have be able to have a conversation with their child. It all depends on their age and their understanding of certain things. Like, I was able to have a conversation with my daughter. Like, he on your sperm donor is what I call him. Oh, only sure. pays oh, nice. A certain amount of money. Hell yeah. This is what he pays. And you're not going to try to make me feel bad as a mother because he's not around. I have to put that in perspective to her. I had to paint the picture for her to see and understand why I say the things that I say.
I say, here's the thing, though, right?
I ain't mad at that. Everybody's parents are different.
Your argument I'm waiting. Is the argument that a father would make. This is what I was saying. Like, you wouldn't be the best person to make this argument from. You're making this argument from the way that a father would feel who's paying these top dollars to the mom, yet the kids are still coming to them.
Right. No, I was just making the same, not statement, but I was just speaking on having a conversation with the child about when it comes to child support, about if they keep asking you for the money, you'd be like, oh, I don't got it. Mm-hmm. You have to have a conversation with your child on why you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Because I pay child support. I pay this amount to your mom. Whatever she does with her finances on that end, I don't know what to tell you.
Is that what you would say to your child?
Nah, my daughter.
Not like that.
My daughter about to be 16. She don't know she on child support.
Right. Ouch. She don't.
Mm-mm. My kid.
That's not for her. No.
Yo, yeah. My kid just found out. They was like, "What?" This was back when I was paying. My paying child support. I got 50-50 custody of my kids.
Saving that money.
Hallelujah.
That's different.
Wait, hold on.
I ain't saving hold shit. On, my kid's expensive as fuck.
Wait. So you can see your kids when you want?
You motherfucking right, I
can. So what did you do?
What you mean?
What did you do?
I took both my baby moms to court.
Oh. Beautiful.
So it's possible.
If you want to see your kids.
Thank you for saying that. Okay, continue.
If you want to see your kids, ain't nothing going to stop you from seeing your kids.
Message.
And that's a male saying that.
Message. For the ones that cry on Facebook.
If you're listening to the audience.
Message. Go on, look at the timestamp, my nigga.
And all right, so let me shine a little light on this. That was just because I ain't want my baby moms to have any more say so to my kids than I had. Mm-hmm. And that's like a, I don't know, it get funky when you talk about that. Because it's like, how could a man tell a woman who carried a baby for 9 months that she can't tell her what to do with this kid that she done pushed out for all these hours of labor and shit? I get that. But at the same motherfucking time, this is my baby too.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
This is my baby too.
Just as much as like, baby.
I don't know. This shit get difficult. That's when I got the white.
That's
folks
because
involved.
People make it difficult. It That's does not I get have the white to be involved. That difficult. Exactly. Get the white folks in.
Right.
So listen, period. Right.
There's black judges.
Nah, listen. So it's Lauren.
Judge Sheree Scott. Listen. So
due to time constraints, we're going to push the years up right now. You know what I'm saying? Because.
Niggas gotta go.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? This first segment, I'm gonna start off. Matter of fact, you know what? My law sure is today gonna be me. I'm this serious.
Why wouldn't it be?
Selfish out now on all streaming platforms. Because he's selfish. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
selfish, and I know it hurts. Girl, I apologize for not putting you first. Cause baby, I'm selfish, and I know it hurts. Girl, I apologize for not putting you first. I don't know how you still love me, cause I know I ain't perfect. But I come to the realization that no one on this earth is. Every time I feel worthless, somehow you always show me what my worth is. The true meaning of life and to make you my wife, that should be my purpose. But I'm so young, immature, and insecure. I'd rather be inside a liquor store, copping the bottle with hitting them all. My niggas always flexing on them grind, got me thinking that I'm an attention whore. Even though you always giving me undivided, my heart's full, but it acts divided. When it come to food, you let me decide it. Cause you know for a fact I'm very decisive. And you just want a nigga to love. I just wanna be a thug, I just wanna be the plug. You fell hard, you might need a little rehab. Cause you addicted to my drugs. Even though I got a pocket full of bud, you ask me not to smoke, I still do, cause it's cool. Locked up a few times, but you still hold me down, cause you know I love breaking all the rules. See what I mean, you love me and I love me. Out in public, you wanna kiss me and hug me. The little things like spending a whole day with me. But I prefer to play 2K, you see. And you know I got too much pride. When we argue, you always the first to apologize. I don't get it. Cause 99% of the time we both know you're right.
Selfish, and I know it hurts. Girl, I apologize for not putting you first.
Cause
baby, I'm selfish.
Are y'all carpooling?
It's 36 minutes.
Yeah, are y'all carpooling?
Trent's driving.
That's what they said.
You know she's not driving out there.
It's okay.
You don't say that shit out here.
Damn. Why with no tags? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. That's me. I do that shit all the time.
Oh, my shit legit. Oh,
nah, my shit legal now. My shit legal.
Seth, what's his name, Seth?
Akeem Ali. Love me.
I pray that all my niggas still
love me.
Ooh, oh, oh.
And I pray that all my bitches still
love me. Oh, oh, oh.
If you didn't at first, how do I know you about to
love me?
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Rollin'. So tell me how you really want it. Look, I've been up, I've been really on it. And my patience thinner than skinny bitches is really bony. Don't say it with your chest, if it's making you silicone it. You don't mean it, bitch. You just said to get a smile at me. I gave an inch and you said it to get a mile at me. Part of the reason I'm salty, nigga, I'm dogging bitches. Going hamburger on all these bitches, I know they never
love me.
But I've been on the prowl waiting, trying to get my spot like a fucking Dalmatian. I ain't asked you to go and point out all of my flaws, bitch. Raptors, you tripping over some small shit. You flout this, more to come back. Victories, bitch, I'm so lawless. I don't let shit get to me cause I'm unbothered. Grew up without a daddy, I'm unfathered. Shady motherfucker, you sun visor. I pray these bitches
love me day and night.
Cause I can use it. Hey, everything I'm spitting is fire, nigga, Hadouken. I fused all my cons together, it got confusing. I love it when they get in their feeling. Shit is amusing, bitch, I'm blessed. I can handle a sneeze. Fuck designer, I'm plain Jane. These niggas couldn't handle the steez. My heart cold is 11 degrees. Bitch, I got big balls and they jangle like some janitor keys. You finna
love me,
bitch. I just let it unveil. Look, this is how I do it, nigga, my tail. My niggas pull strings like the fucking magic conch shell. Somebody tell me curls, get the girls, wear the dumbbells. They wonder why I walk like this, cause I'm a human commode. These bitches love it when I talk my shit. Get off my dick, I hog my spit. Right in your niggas' face and keep it stunting on some Tony Hawk type shit. I floss like this because my dentist told me I should pay back a bitch, but I didn't know it would cost like this. Bitch, I'm sick, so I cough like this. Bitches treat my Instagram like some celery and stalk my shit. My teeth clean, gleam on them, yeah, they chalk white, bitch. I never knew they would throw salt like this. I don't associate with workers, they let me speak to your boss right quick. And even me just live a short life shit. It's crazy, man. Yeah. I've been sliding on the low. If you decide that you should go, I can't decide if you should know. Lately, I've been on the road. I've been sliding on the low. If you decide that you should go, I can't decide if you should know. Lately, I've been on the road.
Love me.
Supposed to play 2 minutes of it.
Well, we were busy.
It's only like 2 minutes and 14 seconds, right?
It cut off.
It's a good song.
He said that you played too much of it. That's what he's trying to say. Love me. Oh, I know my bitches still love me.
What you got for him?
Who I got? Uh-huh. I got...
Shake that booty hole.
No, it's not that.
No, I got Coast Boy Mook from Mississippi. It's called Throw It Back.
See, I think we got one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Throw it back.
Huh? Is that ass clapping song?
No, it's just
a
song.
Throw it back, bust it open, let me see how you do it. Let me throw it back. Throw it back, bust it open, let me see how you do it. Throw that bit back, but I love the way you move.
Throw it back,
Trump nigga make it rain on a groove. He made it rain once, bitch, I make it rain twice.
Throw it back.
Redbone, stay up on that ratchet shit.
Throw it back.
High girl, throw it back on the dick.
Throw it back.
He ain't never made it rain like this.
Throw it back.
He ain't never met a nigga like
baby,
this.
Throw it
bust
back.
It open, baby, make it rain on. double G. Don't confuse it with no Coogee. I'm a Trump nigga, so you know the bitch a groupie. Shitting on these niggas, oops, I forgot to say excuse me. Bounce that ass, baby, make it clap for real. She gon' bust it open, throw it back till she feels. VIP status, baby, I'm about to kill some. Brown skin, ass fat, blunt, hell real. Baby girl say she love the way I trap. This a real nigga, don't confuse it with no rap. Turn around, let me see that egg clout. I'ma make it rain, bitch, yeah, I'm known to flood it out. Throw it back, bust it open, let me see it, how you do it. Throw that bitch back, but I love the way you move. Throw it back, trap nigga, make it rain on a groupie. He made it rain once, bitch, I make it rain twice. Throw it back, red bone, stay up on that ratchet shit. Throw it back, high girl, throw it back on the dick. Throw it back, he ain't never made it rain like this. Throw it back, you ain't never met a nigga like this. Throw it back, 360, how she make that ass clap? Throw it back. Made it rain, dirty money out the trap. Throw it back. Me and move trap stars ain't got a rap. Nah. Plugged in, mob tied. Bitch, you know that's off the flap. Oh, yeah, I'm back. She bust it open, I'ma flood a couple racks. Player club, diamond twin, I'm just trying to see it clap. Hot girl, slow motion, let me see how you work. She was gone,
oh, off boy, just move. We just found out that's he relative. He cousin.
That's my cuz, Coast Boy Moon.
That's cuz right there, you know what I'm saying?
From Mississippi. Yeah, yo.
Yeah, that's cuz. You know what I'm saying? Boss J, what you got, man?
I got Jeezy Pop Life.
10 years ago, we gave you niggas the moon. Let a lot of you niggas make clay out of it. Medic,
Molly 6.
You're welcome.
I'm talking tuberculosis. I might just pull up on Boulevard, top down in two yellow posts. Dramatic Morris 6. I'm talking tuberculosis. Plain building, no vibe. Fuck you mean, I've been cocky, nigga.
Gangsta grills, you bastards.
Morris 6. I'm talking tuberculosis. I might just pull up on Boulevard, top down in two yellow posters. Sky Dweller, presidential Daytona. My wrist got me, nigga. Frank Mueller, no five, fuck you mean I been cocky, nigga. Look, said I'm working my wrist and I'm working that funky and knocking the dough. Said I can't even lie, look, I won't even lie, my heart fell on the floor. I said it jet, my little cousin, so classic and sexy. You know, reconvening, I'm clean while I'm whipping it, cleaning and beaming. I ain't talking serpent, I'm talking my lead it. I woke up in Nemes, I ain't even dreaming. Got a deal on some carbon, bought some for the team. And I'm Bruce Leroy, just a got the gift, made a million, no, no. Taylor Swift, two-story kitchen, my vision. Break down the block, I'm on a mission. I told my jeweler, put 100 carats in the cross. Snow hit the club like a Christian now. What? When I was young, nigga, I always wanted spotlight. SK gon' dumb, nigga. Homie, what your block like? Couldn't do it with the top out. Song with the top light. They might be scared by the rap shit, but they ain't by the pot life. I take that fork and go dumb. I whip my whistle is numb. I take that fork and go dumb. I can get two out of one. Pot life. I take that fork and go dumb. I work my wrist till it's numb. Pot life. I take that fork and go dumb. I can get two out of one.
Tried down the street from the airport. Young nigga tryna hit the mall all day. Any given time in the E-Rock. Whole neighborhood like a volcano. Either gon' rap or be a ball player. I'll start a dog from the pot life. That my definition of hard labor. Got bricks in the
I like naked teachers.
You like what?
Naked teachers.
You probably do. You like anything naked.
Oh, not any.
Anyway,
it's a lot, though. It's a long list.
Throw that shit back.
Exactly. Shake your booty. Is that what you said, boy? Shake.
Yeah.
That's some weird shit.
Nah, can we hear these voicemails from Rico? Can we hear these voicemails from Rico?
Sexy red on that one.
When is that?
Next week.
Shit.
Yo,
you already planning on being here?
You travel? We traveling now.
I ain't traveling next weekend.
You lying.
I ain't traveling until May.
Some gonna pop up by Wednesday. She ain't gonna be here.
Nah, AC? I'm good.
Mississippi.
Another Alabama. Vacation somewhere.
North Dakota. South Dakota.
No. Yeah, my birthday coming up.
Next Friday?
The Friday after. Well, my birthday on Easter this year.
Mm. Ooh, really?
March 31st.
Mine's on a Thursday.
But,
you know, Team Mary's out here.
Great episode right here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Smith for coming through, though, you know what I'm saying? She still showed up. So, technically, she ain't canceled. She showed up.
She ain't canceled, but she was late than the motherfucker.
She had some shit going on.
You know what I mean? That's all it is, you know what I'm saying?
Until next time.
Until next time, I bid you adieu. Say no.
We'd fight till the fire burned bright in our veins. God knows we're just as sick as each other. And I hope that we'll never change. And it hits me harder. The sky's a howling thunder.
The Gemini Music Group.